This is Library Lines, the voice of your Sussex County library system. My name's Regina Bowen, and I'm here with my co-host,
Jerry Galante.
Hi, Jerry.
Hi, how are you?
Very good.
We're talking all things summer reading today.
All things summer reading. We have some special guests.
We do. We have someone from youth services, two people from adult services, and we're going to talk about some anticipated books for summer. And I think that's probably it, right?
Yeah, so stay on. I don't know. We're going to do that at the end, books. Yeah, so stay on. So if you're looking for some good summer reads or new reads, or even later on in the year, there's a couple coming out in the early fall, I think.
Correct.
You may want to hear those. So please stay the whole time and listen.
Yeah, so without further ado, let's get to talking about summer reading.
Let's go.
Okay, so we're here to talk about summer reading 2022.
We're very excited about it.
We have a full panel here.
Full panel.
Yep.
Shall we introduce them?
Go for it.
Okay, first to talk about all things youth related, we have Kim Jerger from Dorothy Henry Branch.
Woo!
Yes. and to talk about all the adult programming and all things happening adult is Julie Knapp from the Main Library and Sarah Mango, also from the Main Library. So welcome.
Thank you.
This is going to be a little confusing because we have three interviewees today, so I think everybody's sort of, a little nervous, but we'll be okay. We'll start with your favorite author, Julie. Who's your favorite?
I don't like to pick favorites.
Okay, that's fine.
But I did write one down, just in case.
No, I think we're here to talk about summer reading.
We are here to talk about summer reading.
And we're very excited about this year because...
Yeah. Getting in person again.
Yes. It has been virtual for the past 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
People may remember the word Read Squared. Don't forget it because that is still an option.
Correct. So what is summer reading? Why don't we start with Kim? Why don't you sort of describe summer reading from the youth point of view?
Sure. So summer reading is an opportunity to kind of keep reading, right? Over summer. As kids might be out of school, you want to keep that up. Keep reading, keep engaging with the library and with books and other materials that we can provide, along with some theme programs all about oceans this year.
Right, that's the theme, right?
Mm-hmm.
The oceans of possibilities.
Yeah, I think it's a fun theme.
Yeah. It's easy to decorate for, I feel like. It's not so abstract. I don't want to get anything like... imagine your story again. It's sort of like, all right, well, what do we do for this, Unicorns? Is that what we did?
A lot of different things.
Okay.
I think at our branch, at the Main Library, we did happen to have done oceans as well.
Oh,
so
okay.
We got to reuse some of our decorations.
We did that because Tales and Tales was last year. So we had
that's right.
Yeah, we had some ocean-related stuff that we used, yeah. All right, so what about from the adult perspective?
So for summer reading, it's essentially a chance to read whatever you want. You don't have to, the theme is fun for the kids, and we do have some programs on theme, but, it's just reading throughout the summer and earning a chance to get prizes, which for the kids and the adults. So anybody can get a prize.
I think we're a little more loosey-goosey with the theme for adults. So we take it as a guideline and a suggestion and then sometimes ignore it. Maybe take that part out. I like that bit.
And that's okay. As long as there's incentives for people of all ages to come back into the library, check out our materials, or even stay home and check out through Cloud Library. Don't forget that and Hoopla.
And all reading counts.
Audiobooks,
books, magazines, cookbooks, whatever you do to read for fun. It's supposed to be fun.
Right.
Unlike summer reading for school, which isn't always fun. This is fun.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. It feels less like homework, because that's the problem is I feel like during the school year, kids only come to the library to read what they're supposed to read, not what they want to read. So summer reading sort of gives them the opportunity, and adults as well, obviously, to come in and sort of read what they like, which is nice.
It's kind of like a reboot then, I guess, because when you've been reading all your things that you had to read, you can kind of rediscover reading what you want to.
Right.
And reading should be fun. It's a reminder that reading should be fun and entertaining. So how is this year going to look different in terms of registration? Because we have been virtual the past 2 years. We've reached squared. It's a little bit different now.
Julie, why don't you talk about the paper registration? Because Kim sort of handles a lot of the Read Squared stuff.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Kim is our Read Squared expert.
Right.
But you have to pick right from the start decide which way you want to do it.
Okay.
Whether you want to do the old-fashioned raffle ticket way, which, you know, we did before the pandemic, or whether you want to use the Read Squared online app, an app on, you know, app or website, whichever one you prefer. So if you prefer to do the old-fashioned way to do raffle tickets, then you visit your branch sometime after June 18th, all the way up to the end date, which is August 6th, and just fill out a quick form, and then every time you read a book or attend a program, you fill out a raffle ticket, and you put it in the box. Otherwise, you can do the app.
Yep. So on the app, you can find the link to it on our website, or we also have directions that you can pick up either on the website or at your branch, and you register for it. Those directions have how to register, basically. You can register just yourself. You can register yourself and your family together. And kind of like last year, you get 50 points for each book that you read. You also get 50 points for programs that you attend once you enter in your code. And from there, you can enter into raffles. 50 points equals one raffle ticket, and you can enter in your raffles right from there. Very similar to last year. Few differences. Things like missions will not give you bonus points this year.
Oh.
Yeah, to even the playing field with our friends who are using paper raffle tickets. So they're just for fun, but they're a nice way to kind of challenge yourself to compete different challenges, read some different things, read outside your comfort zone.
So let's say you attend a program, but you're using the paper version. You still submit a raffle ticket, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
And if you're doing the Read Squared version, but you're still visiting the library, you know, go ahead and go up to the circulation desk and, you know, ask for stickers and prizes and things, you know, like you would have if you were just doing raffle tickets. So, you know, you can choose to do the app, but still visit the circulation desk and get your stickers and things.
Absolutely.
That's a good reminder. Mm.
Yeah, because summer reading also is about getting swag, right?
Right.
Like, you're going to get a lot of stuff if you want it. So definitely visit your circ desk, as Julie said, and get your stickers, get your, I don't know, little flyer or what have you, like a sticky lizard or something. I'm sure we have a lot of stuff to give out. So, yeah, that'll be fun.
And for the adults, we have the bingo card, too, which you can do through Read Squared, or you can pick up a paper bingo card.
Yes, and for that, you will get points on Read Squared if you complete that. You will get 50 points.
Right, that's like the one mission, so to speak, that you actually do get points for on Read Squared.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah, that bingo card is always popular.
Yeah, people have fun with that. Because it's sort of like a little bit, I mean, I said it, you don't really want it to be like homework, but this sort of is like a little bit of mission-oriented
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, it's a little bit of a challenge
yeah,
for them.
Absolutely. Kim, why don't you run over some of the children's programming that we have coming up?
Sure. So each of our branches have a variety of programs for kids and teens. We have story times every week. We'll have story times for both the younger crowd and the little bit older crowd. We have different craft programs going on at each branch. Some branches also will be offering escape rooms, so you can grab some buddies and challenge yourself to escape from your local library.
That sounds really cool, by the way. Yeah. I'm excited about
it. It'll be a lot of fun. It's a Bermuda Triangle theme.
Yeah,
so
that's cool.
It should be a lot of fun. Also have some virtual programs, some themed virtual programs, like ones that we usually offer, like Story Bites, but Summer Edition. We also have some special programs, like our aquarium, which will be a lot of fun. Those will be Thursdays at 3, where we can visit virtually. Some different aquariums and other marine kind of education centers and see some different animals, learn about different animals. Should be a lot of fun.
Are the aquariums in the tri-state area?
No. Well, kind of. We go up to Mystic, and then we have like Jenkinson's Aquarium. We have Camden. We also have a like manatee rescue, which I believe might be in Florida.
Very nice.
Mm, cool.
So people don't have to travel.
Exactly.
To go visit the manatees. Great. Mm-hmm.
I keep mine at home.
And the kickoff for the kids is what, June?
June 25th. Saturday, June 25th. So each branch will have a different time for a kind of magician, puppeteer to come. And that should be a lot of fun as well. That'll get us started the day after summer reading opens on June 24th.
And yes. This is the first time we've had a big kickoff since the pandemic, right?
Exactly, exactly. So we are super excited about that. Make sure you register online for those and check out our kind of weather policies in case we have to move inside or go on to Zoom.
Right.
So you can check our website and check those programs to see what those circumstances might be.
When does registration begin for the kickoff? Is it 2 weeks before?
Two weeks before.
Okay, great.
Cool. So what about some of the adult programs that are coming up?
On June 30th, on Zoom, we have the RMS Titanic. I believe that's a mystery thing, right?
It's about the sinking of the Titanic and finding of the Titanic.
Okay. Oh, cool.
Then on July 12th, we have Superstitions of the Sea at Main Library. And that goes through all, like, keeping a penny on board, why cats were kept on board, and things like that. That one looks interesting.
Cool.
Then on July 12th at 6 p.m., we have the New Jersey Pirates at Franklin. On July 13th at 6:30 at Main Library.
There were pirates in New Jersey?
Apparently.
Oh, I was just gonna say.
That's a local history program,
well,
so neither
it.
One of us booked it, but... Apparently, I mean, there is the Jersey Shore.
Do you guys know why pirates can't play cards?
why?
Because the captain's always standing on deck. Sorry.
That's good, Jerry.
Thanks.
I love it. But that sounds like a good one. I love these little
That's cool.
Niches. Go ahead.
And then on July 13th, also at Maine, there's Women of the Sea and Stars, which looks to be another history program.
July 21st at 1, we have an author coming in at the Maine Library, and he wrote a book on the Jersey Shore, but, you know, not the TV show. The nostalgia. the nostalgia of the Jersey Shore.
Oh, man, Snooki's going to be here?
And then another local history program on July 23rd at Maine Libraries, the Lighthouses of New Jersey.
Oh, that's
great.
Cool.
July 28th at the Maine Library, we have Murder on the Titanic, which is like a murder house party. The participants will come in, and one person will be the murderer, and one person will be the victim.
Oh, that's fun.
And we have to try to figure out who done it.
Gotcha. That's cool.
That's the one I was thinking of.
Yeah. Mm. So we have two Titanic programs.
So is that like a pre-done script, or is it sort of
so
like
it's if you've ever done the murder mystery parties, once everybody registers, I'm actually going to reach out to everybody and pick which parts everybody has. So so there is, so whoever the murderer is, the murderer will know they are the murderer.
Ahead of time.
And so then there'll be like, and everybody, you know, if you're a suspect, you'll know your sort of your script of what you're supposed to say when people are questioning you. And then after you get questioned, everybody in the room will just try to figure out who the killer is.
That's fun.
So, you know, hopefully we get enough people to show up that...
Yeah.
If we actually have murder and suspect.
It'll make it a challenge.
Right. So, you know, write it on your calendar now. July 28th at 1 p.m. at the Main Library.
And all of those are in person?
Some of them are Zoom.
Okay.
And some are in person.
All right. Just a reminder, check the calendar for that information. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I know we forgot the two Dorothy Henry ones. There's one at Dorothy Henry on July 28th, the Seaside Summer Ceramics.
Yes.
And then there's a Zoom one that you guys are doing that I didn't write down.
Right. It's from a marine mammal stranding center, which is on the Jersey Shore. So it's going to be about marine mammals and sea turtles, informational type thing. So it should be cool.
Great.
We also have, for kids, we have Dolphin Golfing coming up. And we're going to set up a miniature golf course in the kids area. That one should be fun. So please register for that.
And just one more note about the adult programs that we have is similar to the kids. We have a lot of our ongoing stuff. So a lot of our branches have book clubs. We have cookbook clubs. We have yoga. So, you know, definitely check out the calendar because we have all these theme stuff, but then we have our normal stuff going on.
Right.
And even with the normal stuff, they still get credit
towards
their summer reading.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, any program you attend in summer reading, you'll get credit.
Okay.
Cool.
Wonderful. And then it is capped off by the closing events.
Yes. So on July 30th, each branch will have a one-man circus performer come, and either in the hour before or the hour after that circus performer, each branch will also have a carnival, with games and maybe some temporary tattoo stations. While supplies last, there might be some snacks. So it should be a lot of fun. Again, you can register for that online. For the carnival, you do not need to register, but just note that in case of inclement weather, it will be canceled. But it should be a ton of fun to help cap off our summer reading program this year.
Wonderful. And for, is there anything for adults? No.
No, we don't really do opening, closing.
Okay, good.
But just, you know, the closing program is on July 30th, but the summer reading goes to August 6th. But
exactly.
The fair starts. We don't do the closing program while the fair is going on.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay. So the final day to bring in your raffle tickets is August 6th.
Yep.
Okay.
Right.
Good to know.
Yeah, we don't want to step on any feet with the Sussex County Fair. So,
right.
Yeah. So speaking of raffle tickets, what are we talking about prize-wise, huh? Let's get people excited here.
So children and teens, we have a whole list of prizes. So for this year, those registered for pre-K and children programs will be kind of going after the same list of prizes. So they're all one big list this year. Some of the prizes for those pre-K and kids include things like beach toy sets, so you can make some sandcastles with things like buckets and, you know, those shovels. We have an inflatable shark pool toy that you can play with. We have some fun build your own boat things. We have a dolphin bath play set. A lot of fun things there. We also have some donated local gift cards and certificates for places like Broad Street Books and Castle Cove Mini Golf. So a lot of fun things for kids and pre-K. Again, there's a whole big list. You can check our website or come into the branches to see what prizes we have for them. For teens, we have some more gift cards and local gift certificates, things of that nature. We also have one of my favorite things, a jellyfish lava lamp. Looks super cool.
Yeah, that is cool.
Super cool. We also have some Lego sets, a few of them. Some might be kids, some might be teens, but some really cool things. Again, check our website for the entire prize list, as well as come into the branches and see what we have to offer.
So Kim, kids get to choose their prize, so to speak? They like
yep.
can throw all their eggs in one basket, or right, they fill it out when they...
Exactly.
They choose a prize when they're entering?
Yep. So if you are filling out a physical raffle ticket, you will put down the number of the prize. So we will have either a poster or a stand-up large poster somewhere in the library that will tell you what those prizes are and give a number next to them. So when you're filling out your physical raffle ticket, you will put down the number of the prize that you want. And like Jerry said, you can put all of your tickets toward one prize that you really, really, really want. Or you can spread it out and do like one ticket for each prize. Do it that way. On Read Squared, you also get to choose where your raffle tickets go to. You will just kind of redeem your points or buy a raffle ticket with those points. Again, 50 points equals one raffle ticket. And same thing, you can put all your eggs into one basket or spread the wealth and try your luck at each prize.
That sounds like a lot of fun.
I want some of those prizes.
Yeah.
So.
The more books you read, kids, the more chance you have of winning a prize.
Absolutely. And more programs you attend, too.
That's right. Hmm. Okay, great. And what about adults? I'm always looking forward to the adult prizes.
So we don't have quite that many prizes. So I think Youth Services beat us there. But we have two grand prizes. We have a metal detector and a Samsung tablet. So there's only one winner for those. Then we have some restaurant gift cards to Atlantic Manor Restaurant, St. Moritz, and Mountain House. Then we have 6 Swimways one-seat pool floats, so there's one winner per branch. And then an inflatable pool, there's one winner for that one. And that's it. So we're not nearly as cool.
Oh, those restaurants sounded nice.
Yeah. And the situation is, with adults, you sort of just, whatever prize you're awarded, right? You
yes.
don't get to choose your prize.
Oh,
yeah.
You don't get to choose.
Yeah,
cool.
You just
okay.
put them all in the basket or the on Read Squared, and then we'll just pick winners for each of the prizes.
Right.
And it looks like we've had a lot of support from local businesses, which is great. We want to thank them for helping us out.
Yes, so all these, you know, our restaurants donated. And definitely on our website, we have the full list of sponsors. Thor Lab sponsors us every year, Target, and then a lot of our local businesses either donate prizes or money.
That's great to know.
Absolutely.
Good. They make it possible. Mm-hmm. So do you anticipate more participation this year?
Yes, especially as we now branch out from having those more limited virtual programs and limited outside programs to opening up our spaces inside and offering both that physical raffle ticket experience and the online experience. We're hoping that we get a lot more participation this year from everyone in the county and at all of our branches.
Yeah, I think for us, the adults really do like the raffle tickets. You know, we're stuck in our old ways. So I think we'll see a lot of adults come back that we didn't see when we were doing Reed Squared. So we're excited for that.
Yeah, there's something about a physical raffle ticket when you fill it out and you put it in for the prize. And that appeals to adults, of course, and children. Mm-hmm. And also children have the log when they sign up by paper, correct?
Yep.
I know they always like that to have at the end of the year as a memento while they're reading. But they still get that in Reed Squared. Will they still get some kind of log or list?
Yeah, so in Reed Squared, you can still track all the books that you read, and you can also print out a certificate of completion once you hit 1,200 points.
Oh, great. Okay, very good.
Oh, Kim, how does the book logging work on Reed Squared? Is that by book, by minute? How does that work?
Yes, so this year we are switching to by book. So when you log, you will just log the title and author of the book that you read, and you get 50 points for each book or magazine or audiobook that you read or listen to.
Yeah, I like that system a lot better than the minutes that were used previously, because that got real confusing, I feel like. So, cool.
Plus, it's the same as the paper version.
Yeah.
One book per raffle ticket.
Right, if we were going to do this hybrid model that we're doing,
yeah,
makes a lot more sense to have them both be the same.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Cool.
Okay, good.
So is there anything we missed that you guys wanted to mention about summer reading? Anything you wanted to highlight?
So just some highlights.
Yeah,
it runs June 24th to August 6th. You can start registering on the 18th, and you can register all the way up to the last day. You don't have to register by the 24th. And you have to pick which way you want to. If you're going to do Reed Squared, you don't fill out a paper at your library. And that can be a little confusing for all of us. So we have to remember, you know, pick which way you want to do it and stick with that way. And again, if you're doing Reed Squared, it doesn't mean you can't get recognition from your librarians. You can certainly get that. If you are doing the paper version, you know, you can still attend our virtual programs and things like that. It's not that you're never going to go on the computer. You just wouldn't log into Reed Squared.
Yeah, that's important to remember. Definitely, whatever way you choose, that's the way you have to do it. So there's no mix and match. And yeah, it's important to remember that you can register whenever you want. So that's good.
Right. And it, you know, it's all on the honor system. Nobody's saying, wait, you know, you put all these books in and you registered on the 7th, or no, you can't register on the 7th. You register on the 5th.
That's the one day you cannot
register on the 7th. But you can register on the 5th and put all the books you've read since the 24th.
Hey, good to know.
Yeah.
I think there needs to be a massive shout out to all the branches for the decorating this year. Because all the pictures that we've seen everywhere looks fantastic.
Yes,
everyone really went all out.
Yeah, if you're going to visit your library, at least visit it to see the decorations, because they're going to be spectacular.
Yeah, take some photos, post it to your own Facebook, your own Instagram. What is the tag we're using?
It's SCLS Summer is our hashtag. Oh, and speaking of posting to social media, we also have our photo booth that will be traveling around to each of the branches. So definitely, you know, visit our calendar, see what days your branch is going to have the photo booth. Come in and take some fun pictures, post them to social media, use the hashtag SCLS Summer, and there may be a prize for that on social media as well.
Yeah, that's making the rounds
yes.
per week at each branch. And there's also something else making the rounds at each branch.
craft a button maker.
The button maker, yeah.
Yep, so kids and teens are invited to make a button. We have some different templates that you can use. Some are pre-colored, some are completely blank, so you can design your own, and you can make your own button this summer, either ocean-themed or whatever you like. You can make a self-portrait. You can write your name on it, make a name tag, whatever you like. Just get creative. Check when your branch will be receiving that button maker for the week, and have fun with it.
Great.
And where is that information? Is that on the calendar, or is that just on the summer reading page that it'll have that, when the button maker will be?
I believe it's on the calendar. I mean, there's definitely some sort of indication somewhere on our website.
Okay,
but I believe,
just making sure.
Believe it's on our calendar.
Okay.
And then one more note about summer reading is you do have to be a Sussex County Library card holder in the Sussex County Library card system, which Sparta is not part of, but Sparta does their own thing. So just make sure, you know, you grab a library card next time you stop by your branch so that you can be sure to get a prize when it's all over.
Yes, those. So this is their opportunity to get a library card if they're not registered, renew their library card if it's been a while. So we look forward to seeing a lot of returning faces and new faces this summer.
Indeed. Well, thanks, guys. We really appreciate it. So why don't you just say your goodbyes then? what's your signature sign off?
Just gonna say thanks for having us.
Yeah,
thank you.
A lot of fun.
All right, cool.
Thank you so much.
Yes, thank you, Kim Jerger, Sarah Mango, Julie Knapp. We really appreciate you guys coming by.
Well, we want to spend some time talking about some upcoming releases that we think our listeners might be interested in.
Yeah, both of us sort of focused on ones that are not like popular, well, they are popular authors, but they're not like the usual authors that most people throw.
Yes, and all of those authors who you know we're talking about all have probably all have books coming out this
Absolutely.
Summer or this fall. Those like Patterson,
Danielle Steele, David Rosenfeld might have something coming out.
Oh, yeah.
You know, a lot of people like
Baldacci.
That. Right. Yeah, so yeah, we're going to focus on some others that you may have heard of, you may not have heard of.
Yeah, or you may have heard of a previous book of theirs and liked and may want to check out their new one.
Yeah.
Okay. So the first one I want to mention is The Latecomer by Jean Hanf Korelitz. This one's actually already out. It came out on May 31st, so you can go ahead and put holds on for it. The author of literary page-turners like Admission and You Should Have Known, which went on to become the high-trash Nicole Kidman limited series.
High-trash, that's a great term.
The Undoing in 2020. Plunges into family dysfunction with her latest, the sprawling tale of a set of wealthy, troubled triplets birthed in the early days of IVF.
Hmm.
Now, did you see or read You Should Have Known, which
No.
became the movie The Undoing? Did you see The Undoing?
No. I think the thing is, you shouldn't have to bother to ask me these things, because I think the answer is always no. Hey, did you read this popular page-turner that everyone was reading? No.
Well,
no,
I
did
didn't
not.
Read it, but I did watch The Undoing.
Okay.
It was with Nicole Kidman.
I heard they called it high trash.
Hugh Grant. Yeah, high. High I've seen a lot more trashy.
Yeah, that's a weird term, though. Yeah. It's great, but it's weird.
It was an interesting movie. It was a limited series. Didn't go on for season after season.
Right.
So I like those because it's like three discs, two discs, and you're done.
Yeah, it's
right?
an ending.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was compelling, I have to admit.
Mm-hmm.
So she has a new one coming out. Again, it's The Latecomer, Jean Hanf Korelitz, and that was out on May 31st.
So the first one I'll highlight is the newest by Riley Sager, who previously wrote Survive the Night. It's called The House Across the Lake. The setup is very similar to Rear Window, which is one of my favorites. Trade magazines say newcomers and fans both will be eager to see what he pulls off in his next book.
I read one of those Riley Sager books, and I didn't get too far. I maybe halfway into it. It was kind of creepy.
Hmm. This might surprise you. Didn't read it.
I was like, whoa. I thought I was in the mood for creepy, but not that creepy, but very popular author.
Yes.
Very popular author. The one I want to mention next is by an author many of you may not know by name, but you may have heard of her books, Taylor Jenkins Reid. The new one is Carrie Soto is Back. Now, Reid is the author of the hugely popular The Seven Husbands of Evelyn Hugo.
Yeah, that's flying off the shelf.
It's flying off the shelf, even though it's a couple years old already. We still have a long list of reserves for it, so the word of mouth is out. Everyone is reading it. I understand it is quite the page turner. Another one she wrote was Daisy Jones and the Six, fairly highly acclaimed, I remember when that came out. So she has a new one. And in it, she concludes her series of bright, bingeable novels about famous women with Soto, centered on a one-time tennis star looking to recapture her former 90s glory.
Hmm.
So Carrie Soto is back, out on August 30th.
So my next title is Switchboard Soldiers by Jennifer Chiaverini, or Chiaverini, I'm not sure how you say her last name. It comes out July 19th. Chiaverini's Switchboard Soldiers chronicles the women of the U.S. Army Signal Corps who weren't even eligible to enlist in the Army, but helped facilitate communication on the battlefield as bombs fell around them and the pandemic raged during World War I.
That sounds good.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's very popular.
Very popular.
The next one on my list is one I'm very excited about. It's called The Marriage Portrait by Maggie O'Farrell, and that release date is September 6, 2022. You may have read O'Farrell's last book, Hamnet,
mm-hmm.
Which won the 2020's National Book Critics Circle Award. Her lucid reimagining of Shakespeare with a vivid dip into Renaissance Florence, where a young girl named Lucretia is abruptly thrust into royalty when her older sister dies on the eve of her wedding, leaving her to be the terrified replacement.
Huh.
I did read Hamnet. It was one of my favorite books a couple years ago.
Wow.
And so I'm really looking forward to this one. Hmm. And again, The Marriage Portrait by O'Farrell comes out on September 6th.
I do like that historical fiction stuff, especially times that typically aren't written about.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, it looks good.
My next one is actually a biography that's coming out June 28th. It's called George Michael, A Life by James Gavin. Clearly, it's about George Michael. Library Journal says Gavin's fluent, gripping account of Michael's rollercoaster music career will draw readers in. An emotionally fulfilling read.
Yeah, were you a Michael's fan?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, not a huge one, but yeah.
I think everyone liked him to some degree.
Yeah, my wife and I have a sort of a special thing about Careless Whisper. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that's one of the ones up there for me. Yeah.
Yeah. It should be a big book this summer. I have a debut that's coming out this year I want to highlight. It's called The Book Eaters by Suni Dean, and the release date is August 2nd. I loved this premise. Welcome to the Yorkshire Moors, where there is a group of people who rely on books for sustenance, the book eaters. The books taste like their contents. For example, a romance novel would be similar to a dessert, and after ingesting, these people retain all of the book's content. Devon has had some inklings that her son is different, but her worst suspicions are confirmed when she learns he has a different kind of hunger. Not hunger for books, but for human minds.
Really interesting. It's kind of cool. There's, I believe, a graphic novel called Chew,
mm-hmm.
which is about a detective who learns things by eating certain foods.
Mm.
So it sort of similarly reminds me of that.
Kind of reminds me of Perfume.
Here we go, folks. Here
yes,
we go.
It kind of reminds me of that. Sort of like, who are these people? What? Why are they different? Mm. Where do they come from? If it's done well, I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, sounds cool.
Again, it's The Book Eaters, Sunyi Dean, and that release date is August 2nd. Debut.
My last one here comes out July 12th. It's called Agent Josephine by Damian Lewis, and it's about Josephine Baker. So Library Journal says, an extensive, well-researched tribute to Baker's bravery will appeal to any fan of biographies of outstanding women. And Publishers Weekly said, the result is a thrilling espionage story, perfect for fans of Lynn Olson's, Madame Fourcade's Secret War. I've never heard of that book, so that's a new one to me. But it sounds really interesting. She's a really cool person.
Yes.
Yes. Just a lot of stuff that I wasn't aware of.
Mm-hmm.
But
multi-dimensional.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
So that I'm looking forward to that.
Okay.
So I think that was it in terms of things that we actually had highlighted to talk about. We didn't want to overdo it. So if any of these tickle your fancy, or anything else, the popular authors that we discussed earlier, come on down to the library or check out Clyde Library, see what's available. You already heard, put in your points for summer reading.
Oh, absolutely. Come in on end of the month, register, and participate. Have a great time.
Yeah, absolutely. For Jerry Galante.
And Regina Bone.
This has been Library Lines. You can reach out to us, librarylines@sussexcountylibrary.org, and we'll see you guys next time.